In this video, we're gonna go over some tips and strategies to easily lose weight. We all know that it's calories in, calories out, but I'm gonna be going a little bit more in details about what you can do to lose some weight, lose some fat, and these aren't gonna be like easy life adjustments. So one thing that you can do is increase your metabolism. Metabolism will speed up how much calories you burn naturally. And we as human beings, we naturally burn a certain amount of calories. Our body needs a certain amount of calories per day. It burns about like 2,000 calories for homeostasis. And just to make sure that everything is functioning correctly. So in addition to that, there's a certain amount of If, for example, there's a certain amount of calories that you will burn daily. Like, let's say the number is 2,000. And let's say that you consume about, I don't know, 1,500 in food. That's minus 500 plus any additional exercises that you do, which will net you minus certain amount, minus calories. So the goal here is to kind of like make sure that you go down in calories, that you take less calories than you consume. That's pretty much the goal when it comes to losing weight and burning fat and getting that nice six-pack body. However, to get a six-pack body is a little bit more trickier than just kind of like losing weight. Now, so we got metabolism. Increasing your metabolism is one of the easiest things that you can do to ensure that you are keeping your body nice, like fit, slim, and lean looking. So let's talk about some other things too. Fat burners. Fat burners will dramatically increase the amount of calories that you lose, and depending on what sort of supplements you use, they have different supplements that work differently, but usually it's these supplements help you to either burn more calories, burn more fat, or they work as a source of heat. So by heating up the body, you make the body produce more heat, which also makes you lose weight and makes you burn fat. So by increasing the body's natural temperature and making it more and just generating more heat, you can lose a lot more fat that way as well. Again, just remember that it's calories in, calories out, and you don't have to go too crazy about, a certain amount. You don't have to count calories. As long as you do like the you don't overconsume too much food and you increase your metabolism, you take certain supplements like fat burners or even caffeine or green tea or coffee, even things that help you to most stimulants are naturally fat burners. So anything that will help you in that way will also help you to burn more calories. For me personally, I'm naturally very slim, very, very lean, and I don't have to try so hard. I've had a six pack since I was in high school. And I don't have to do a lot of work to maintain it either. Now, in order to get a six pack, it's a little bit more trickier because you gotta work on the exercises will help you to get that six pack body a lot better than say if you just kind of like burn fat and weight loss. But in general, a six pack body is dependent on how much body fat there is on the body. So when you see those crazy beautiful bodies, those are very low body fat. So this is why by speeding up the calories, increasing your metabolism, taking fat burners, you will get that nice six-pack body and you'll also lose weight a lot easier. So another thing you can do is exercise. Things like squats, things like deadlifts, things that work on the core, things that there's one particular exercise that I recommend. There's this one thing that was called like an ab roller, an ab wheel. It's literally just a wheel, and all you gotta do is just move your body with the wheel, and this will develop the core and develop the entire six pack area. This to me was my favorite one to build a six pack. This is the one that I would greatly recommend anyone who's trying to get a six pack body is to get like an ab roller that costs like $7 to $10, which will build up the muscles of the abs, which will give you that nice six-pack body that's lean, low body fat, and then you also develop the muscles. Because it's one thing to burn some fat, but then you also add the muscles, something like crunches, something like sit-ups. Those things will help a bit, but In general, if you want to focus, if you want a six-pack body or you just want to look lean, you got to focus on burning weight, losing weight, burning fat, and then also add the muscles. But if you had to pick one, it's more recommended that you focus on burning the fat instead. And then the abdominal area will show more, it'll just be more linear that way. So we got metabolism, we got certain fat burners, we got certain exercises. For exercises, I recommend ab roller, I recommend squats, I recommend deadlifts. You could also do something like hit up the treadmill, running. This will help you burn some fat, increase your metabolism, etc., etc. As long as you are increasing the amount of calories that you are burning throughout a day, and then you are also increasing your metabolism, this will keep you very lean. This will keep you burning fat easier, and this will also make it so that you have a six-pack body a lot easier. And I mean, me personally, I don't have to try so hard for this sort of thing. So I'm just kind of giving you like general macro tips that pretty much gives you all you need to know in as regard as to how to make this real simple. If you work out in the gym 3 4 times a week, increase your calories, take some fat burners, or maybe even stimulants or some sort of supplement. It can, that's up to you about which supplement you want to take and at what route you want to take. There's also something called CLA, which helps to kind of burn the fat or get rid of fat, which you could also do as well. All right, that's my take on how to lose weight quickly. If you got any more questions, you may feel free to comment down below. This has been Da Vinci Neptune signing out now. Thank you for listening.